Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy to have you along. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live. This is the broadcast for January the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two. Well, our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. That doesn't mean the government in power, though, ladies and gentlemen, especially as they become more warlike and more tyrannical against we the people. Last hour, Becky Akers was with us. She's with us this hour as well. Becky Akers, well-known anarchist, well-known American patriot, and well-known author and columnist. She's written two books, Abducting Arnold, an incredible book telling the other side of the Benedict Arnold story, and another book called Hailstorm about Nathan Hale, one of the greatest patriots to ever live. Look for them online, Becky Akers and Hailstorm, or Becky Akers and Abducting Arnold. Incredible, incredible books. So last hour, just to quickly recap, we've been talking about this situation. Hey, really, has the government declared war on the American people? And is there a peaceful way out of this thing? Becky says, no, we're too far along down the road. I say I believe there's still some peaceful actions that we must take. I've articulated them many times. And what I'm trying to do now is let Becky get her whole points out about this. I'm trying to use anecdotes and stories to help her make her valid point. Not because I 100% agree with her, folks, but because I believe that in the First Amendment, Becky has every right with her free speech to think, believe, and act as she deems appropriate, ladies and gentlemen. This is America, not China. And it doesn't require me to 100% agree with her for me to be kind and respectful and let her articulate things as she sees them. I don't need to attack her. I don't need to try to manipulate things. You, the American people, are smart. And I believe if you get the information, you can decide for yourself what you think and where you stand. And I, for one in the media, am not afraid of that reality. I'm not afraid for you to hear Becky's ideas. I'm not afraid for you to hear my ideas. And if we disagree on something, so what? She still has every right to her belief. And the First Amendment should afford us the opportunity to not only openly discuss it without melting down, but give her a chance for her views without silencing them because we disagree. What has America come to, ladies and gentlemen? So last hour, we talked about the New York Governor, Kathy Hochul, literally admitting that, hey, the numbers of people in hospitals has been a flat-out big old lie. And they literally have now done research. 50 to 70% of the people in the hospitals didn't even go in for COVID in the first place. But they're all called COVID hospitalizations. They lied. Now we find out the test PRC numbers are all bogus. They've literally admitted to all this. Fauci says if you look at the children that are hospitalized, many of them are hospitalized with COVID as opposed to being hospitalized because of COVID. They're literally saying this openly now. They've lied and they got caught. They lied about the gain of function research. They lied about where the virus came from. They intentionally created it in a lab, used gain of function research, and now intentionally released it on the American people, literally killing, if you use their numbers, almost 1 million people in the United States alone. But yet we're not at war, right? Some would say. You look at the government school board meetings, and the government, the FBI, is literally calling everybody terrorists. Parents who simply just want their education to be good for their children. But you got to understand, when you put your kids in the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto government school, what do you expect when they're taught communism? But yet, see, Americans are waking up to this reality, but the second they wake up and try to push back, they're called terrorists. Arrest them. It's out of control. Is government outright lying? When it comes to everything COVID-related, yes. Are they calling parents terrorists and literally arresting parents for trying to stop the government schools from teaching perverted sex, racism, and everything else? Yes. Okay, now the the Huffington Post. This is HuffPost.com. Just put out an article. And this directly relates to our conversation today, right now. And directly articulates the point Becky Akers is making. Your government has become so criminal that there may be no other way out of this than to literally arm ourselves and fight back. Am I advocating for that? No, I'm not. Can I articulate Becky's views? Or do I then become an advocate of her views? Right? Am I allowed to have the First Amendment discuss this openly? Or by the nature of me doing it, am I part of it? See? Now, I'm not here to tell everybody to take arms. But I am here to document how evil and dishonest and inappropriate the government really is. Here's the Washington Post piece. Ready? The FBI had a secret weapon in the Capitol attack, manhunt. You ready? They call it a band of online sleuths, basically called sedition hunters. A band of sleuths called sedition hunters the FBI had. They say it's had an enormous effect on the January 6th investigation. HuffPost.com if you want to learn more about the article. Now, here's what it goes on to say. Listen to this. An online band of sleuths called sedition hunters. Now, listen to this. They say they are some of the Federal Bureau of Investigation's most critical assets. All right, so these online sleuths, these sedition hunters, are some of the most critical FBI assets. But federal officials don't even know many of their names or exactly how many there are. So now you got the FBI literally in bed with an army of sleuths, of sedition hunters, and they don't even know their names and they don't know how many they are. Listen. 1 year into what they call an unprecedented investigation of the thousands of rioters who stormed the Capitol on January. See, they lie. You didn't have thousands storming anything, folks. But the FBI is leaning on a band of, quote, digital investigators to both identify suspects and piece together an overwhelming amount of evidence from that day. Much of it was recorded by the, quote, perpetrators themselves. Okay? Now, think about that. You've got these sleuths that work for the FBI, and the FBI doesn't know their name and doesn't even know how many there are or anything. The digital investigators, listen to this, have successfully identified hundreds of individuals who are captured on video committing crimes on January 6th that have not yet been charged, including dozens and dozens of violent rioters whose images are featured on the FBI's U.S. Capitol Violence website. Now, listen carefully to what I'm telling you. Sometimes it feels like we're way ahead of them, one sleuth said. And then sometimes they arrest somebody, which releases new security footage, and it smacks us in the face with how much more there is really to uncover. Now, listen to this. From their home offices, couches, kitchen tables, bedrooms, garages, investigators, they say, have played a remarkable role in archiving and, quote, preserving digital evidence, operating under the sedition hunters moniker. They've archived more than 2,000 Facebook accounts, over 1,125 YouTube channels, 500 plus Instagram accounts, nearly 1,000. Twitter feeds, more than 100 Rumble profiles, and over 250 TikTok accounts. They've gathered more than 4.1 terabytes of data. The sleuths have a wealth of information that the broader public won't learn about for months. They go on. This is a big article. I don't have even time for it all. But so here's the question. Becky's saying, you know what? We're going to have to take up our guns. Only blood's going to bring back our liberty. It's a sad tale to tell, right? You could say, well, man, Becky, you've gone too far. But you know what? What about when the FBI is literally calling the parents terrorists? What about when they lured people into the Capitol and they're lying now and they've got this huge dragnet via these sleuths that are literally unnamed, but they're spying on and reporting to the government, who believes we're all terrorists now, domestic terrorists. What about all those sleuths, this unmanned, unnamed, unknown, quote, digital army hired literally by the FBI to change the game? They call it a secret weapon. They don't call it a peace tool. It's a secret weapon by the FBI. So when you look at that and you look at COVID, gain-of-function research, Fauci lied, and that they lied about the test. So they're using all this against us. Has the government of the United States literally declared war on we the people? Becky would say yes. I've talked way too long, Becky. I want you to start your comments. We'll come back on the other side, and I want you to talk about this. Really, I'm documenting how far they've really gone so people understand. This is not just hyperbole from Becky.
Sam, let me ask you some questions, because since this is in the Huffington Post, which has from its foundations been a tool of propaganda, not an honest news organization, as is typical for that sorry outfit, they have neglected to tell us essential facts unless I missed them when you were reading. Do we know whether all these snitches and rat thinks, which is what they are, they aren't sleuths, they are informants on our fellow Americans.
I would submit they're traitors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They are the lowest of the low. They are scum who make their living, because I'm sure this is all paid, but again, HuffPost didn't see fit to tell us that essential little fact, that these are corrupt rat thinks being paid for their information. Do they work directly for the FBI, or they are just gung-ho Americans trying to help?
See, my experience would say it's both. The Huffington Post article did not articulate those very valuable answers. But I submit to you that some of them are being paid, some of them are not. Most of these people have networks and friends who will willingly give them information, not realizing what they're actually doing. But there are many that are provocateurs and being paid to orchestrate all of this. Hang tight. We'll talk to Becky Akers more in seconds on your radio.
Hello, TPC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com. AmericaFirst.com.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, straight back to Becky Akers. She was making some points about, you know what? The Huff Post might be delivering on this article to some degree, telling you about these people, but they're not really connecting all the dots, is your point, right, Becky?
That's not my only point, though, Sam. Anytime I read anything, I don't usually, because I understand what the Huffington Post is. It is an attempt to convert Americans to Marxism. But occasionally a reader will send me a link or something. I follow it. It's Huffington Post. Okay. Anytime I read anything in that rag, I ask myself, what is the attempt here? Is this even factually correct? The fact that they left out pretty strong details that you would want to know makes me suspect that there's some other agenda here. It may be factually incorrect. In other words, there are none of these sweeps. Maybe this is an attempt to demoralize the January 6th Patriots. Maybe this is an attempt to demoralize their families. Look, we've got whole teams out there, and they are rifling through all your posts from the last 20 years, and they are going to nail your loved ones. So you better sit tight, and you better not protest any of the persecution and torture we are visiting on them. Okay? I just wonder what is really going on here. Now, it may be true. Maybe there are these snitches. Maybe the FBI has, and I have read other places, although most of that was last year when they were trying to hunt down and round up our fellow patriots who are completely innocent, when they were hunting down these unfortunates and these martyrs to freedom. I heard a lot about teams of snitches then. And I heard an awful lot about neighbors and ex-spouses taking their vengeance and turning these poor people in. I haven't heard much about the snitches since then. So, again, I just wonder, is this true? Is it an attempt to demoralize patriots? I don't know. If it is true, it is horrific. It's horrific that we tolerate this kind of abuse from our own government. It's horrific that we are paying our government to torture us this way, to torture our, and I mean literally torture, our fellow patriots. That alone, Sam, just the fact that these folks who did nothing wrong except disagree with the incoming administration, the fact that they are being held in abysmal circumstance. They are being beaten, and I mean literally punched and kicked by their jailers. They are being tormented. Medical treatment is being denied them. They are being served garbage that even a dog wouldn't eat. All of this speaks very poorly of the rest of us, that we have not marched to free these martyrs. Why are we permitting our taxes to be used against them? Why are we not protesting this?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, they're fair questions from Becky Akers. And as long as Americans sit still and do nothing, tyranny will continue to reign. I do have a little bit more information that might answer some of Becky's questions a little bit. They call it Sedition Hunters, seditionhunters.org. And here's what it says on their website. Sedition Hunters is a global community of open source intelligence investigators working together to assist the United States FBI and Washington, D.C. Capitol Riot Police, finding people who allegedly committed crimes in the January 6th Capitol riots. We examine thousands of hours of videos and hundreds of images searching for individuals who committed crimes on January the 6th, 2021, at the United States Capitol. We are also able to identify other crimes along the way and pass that information along to law enforcement officers. Then they got a perp sheet. They've got all kinds of stuff, a full listing of sedition insiders. It's a huge thing here. So here's what my guesstimation is. And again, you got to guess, because it's very hard to pin this stuff down, Becky. Mm-hmm. But here's my opinion. Most of these sedition hunters that are on here are people who, for the cause of socialism, when it's globally open source, you might get communist Chinese, communist Russians, all kinds of people involved in this thing. And they're all working together. So then in America, you've got government school teachers and government school professors and tenured educators. All these people are probably getting paid from their own jobs, but yet have plenty of time on their, quote, protected dime to carry out this mischief, if you will. That's what I believe is happening to this point. But there is literally a place called seditionhunters.org where they explain themselves quite a bit. They don't say how they're paid. When they say open source, it makes you believe it's for free. But I'm telling you, these people are on somebody's dime, and that's my guess of whose. Either communist governments' dimes out of the country globally, or internally in America on the dime of, you know, cities and counties and educational groups and government hacks who are all getting paid literally to sit at home and work on this for them. It's a serious situation. Now, whether it's real, as you say, or whether it's designed to scare people, I can't say either. But I will say this about this. This is just articulating how far we've gone. We now have a huge army that we know nothing about that's attacking us. Either they are, or the HuffPost is lying about it and pretending they are. Either way, it ratchets up the hostility, though. Either way, it moves us from a softer war into a harder war, whether you like it or not. Because, again, I've been on the radio for 25 years. Are these, quote, supposed sedition hunters looking at every word I've said over the last 25 years? Are they going to go ahead and listen to this show and say, Becky wants war and Sam wants war, too, because he facilitated her? Or are they going to say, no, this is an open dialogue of concern? How are they going to take our First Amendment in this thing? If the parents are terrorists for not wanting their kids to be taught all kinds of homosexual and worse sexual deviancy in government schools, and the parents don't like it and push back and they're terrorists, what are they going to say to someone like me or to someone like Becky, right? How are they going to? So you've got a serious problem here, folks. A serious problem, Becky.
This has been going on, though, Sam, for about, I want to say, 15 years. Remember that the Department of Homeland Security, which is a Nazi organization, even its name betrays what it's about. And I've been constantly amazed that when Bush 2 put in the DHS, there wasn't widespread revolt, okay? But then again, people who were queue up at TSA lines and allow themselves and their children to be groped and photographed naked will tolerate just about any abuse from their government. But at any rate, when Shrub formed the DHS, I don't remember what year it was thereafter that the DHS came out with domestic extremism and how anyone who disagreed with Shrub or Obama was a domestic extremist. And they actually issued a list of characteristics that we all needed to look at our neighbors and determine, are they domestic extremists? Okay, and the behaviors were so innocuous. I mean, basically the entire country is a domestic extremist. Now, they didn't use the word terrorist, but that was the clear implication. So, Sam, our government that we pay for, we support every one of these utterly worthless, even harmful bureaucrats and politicians. They wouldn't have their mansions and limousines without us. And how do they return thanks to us? They call us terrorists. So this has been going on for a very long time. This is nothing new.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost hard to even know how to have this discussion. Because you even know, if we have this discussion like we're having, these headhunters are coming after us. And see, that's Becky's point. Is that just designed to chill us out? Stop us from talking, from organizing, from working together, from finding solutions, for pushing back, whatever term you want to use. Is that the design? Can you even listen to our programs, or will the sleuths find you for listening? What do you say to that, Becky?
Yeah, generally what happens when there is a Marxist revolution in the country, which is exactly what we suffered last November, okay? They openly stole the election. They have so much contempt for us, they didn't even try to hide their crimes. They just kept denying them while we had the evidence on videotape. So when Marxists take over, what they generally do is they fight the...
All right, hang
themselves.
Tight. We got a quick break. Hang tight.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
America is coming up on the one-year anniversary of January 6th on Thursday. Polls by Axios, both before and after last year's occupation on Capitol Hill. 2,500 people were polled last year and 2,600 people this year. A slim majority of Americans say President Biden won the 2020 election at 55%. A quarter of Americans do not believe Joe Biden should be president, and 16% say they just don't know. In a letter to colleagues this week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said the Senate will debate and vote on changing Senate rules if Republicans block a vote on stripping the states of voting rights and nationalizing our elections to Washington, D.C.
We're discussing them in private with Senators Manchin, Senator Sinema, and before we vote on them, or whichever one we've arrived at, you'll hear and see about it.
USA Radio News.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
As America's inflation continues to exhaust American wallets of its buying power, economists say more spending would make things only worse. Yet President Biden's partisan and massive social spending bill may still have life.
Negotiations on President Biden's Build Back Better plan are stalled after West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin announced he wouldn't support it. Senator Manchin says he's willing to hear out supporters of Build Back Better.
We'll have to see what their desires are and what their priorities right now. They feel very strongly about that, and I respect that. I just had a different of opinion. And
Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer wants a vote on the Build Back Better Act later this month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For the second time in a decade, Californians will face mandatory restrictions governing their outdoor water use as conservation efforts have fallen short. Letting sprinklers run onto the sidewalk could result in a $500 daily fine. USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Becky Akers with me, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Listen to this, all right? Listen to this carefully. Biden declares war on America, literally. Washington Times. Okay, Becky's right. Are these rags propaganda? Yes. Do they promote communism? Yes. Do they want to turn us into a socialist nation? Yes. Why would they be releasing such information? Why is the narrative of the COVID falling apart right now and everybody turning against Biden, even the, quote, liberals and everything else? And why are they now ratcheting this up? Okay. Sedition hunters running around, FBI out of control and getting caught with all kinds of perversions. The U.S. government and its military have literally declared war on the American people. But Biden declares war on America, literally, says the Washington Times. Becky, they're doing this because they want to ratchet it up. What they want to do is they want to goad us into a war to some degree, it seems to me.
Yes, I agree with you entirely. They are doing their level best to provoke violence. I think that they are probably going to try to provoke violence between us, okay? So if you are a patriot, they've already done a magnificent job of promoting interracial violence, or I shouldn't say violence as much as hatred, okay? Thanks to BLM, which is, I'm sure, I haven't researched it, but I'm sure if I did, that I would find out eventually it's a CIA-inspired group, you know, funded by the CIA on all of that. But the point of BLM was to divide Americans into racial categories, and they have done that. They've done an excellent job of taking the tiny, teeny little bit of racial hatred that existed among extreme groups on both sides, far, far fringe on both sides, or all sides, I should say. We've done an excellent job of exploiting that and amplifying it so that we're all ready to shoot each other. That will continue. They will continue trying to divide society, by which I mean the non-governmental section, okay? They don't want to get their hands dirty. They don't want to endanger their lives by coming out and openly shooting at us. So they'll try to pit us against each other and get us to do that, okay? I would look for food shortages, Sam. There's nothing that makes anyone crabbier and more violent than hungry children crying for food. So all of this talk about the supply chain, which if you start investigating it, every move the feds make further exacerbates it. Now, you can't tell me that's all ineptitude. That's deliberate. Okay? I mean, we are dealing with the most inept administration ever. But after a while, a chain of such events persuades you that this isn't all just accidental.
All right, let me give you proof that this has been going on for a while, as Becky says. So I just gave you the headline, Biden declares war on America. Literally, they say, okay? Charles Hurt wrote the piece for the Washington Times. Now, do you know when this article came out, Becky?
I would imagine back in when the vaccines were being pushed. And
nope,
by the
no,
way,
hold
yeah.
on. Okay. It came out on Thursday, April 29th, 2021.
Okay.
Literally 20 years ago, a little over. And he was vice president, and they basically say, is the vice president declaring war on the people and everything else? And they go on about all this. This is 20 years ago. They're wondering if Joe Biden declared war on America. 21 years later, he's the president now. And you see that he literally is. So my question is, did these people, right, at the Washington Times, did they have a prediction? Were they talking about current day back in 2021? Were they talking about now? Has it been a war for 20 plus years? They ought to be asked. This is what we're seeing. I did that on purpose to lead with that story where most people in the audience are going, what? Yeah, really? No, it was 20 years ago, folks, that this was asked by this group, the Washington Times, and for 20 plus years. Now, Becky's saying the war has been going on for even longer than that, and I would agree with her. I would agree with her that they've been declaring on war on us for a long time, literally since the, coup from the CIA in 1953? Literally 100 plus years ago, since they took over the Federal Reserve and created fake money and took us off a constitutional currency. I mean, it's been going on since 1871, where the federal government literally jettisoned the states' rights. Reality check. I mean, this has been going on, if you look at different, whatever you want to call it, crossroads points, for a real long time, Becky.
Absolutely. And the government is at war with us. What we need to do is wake up and realize that. So many people don't understand. I will tell you right now, politicians and bureaucrats understand it. They stick together. They have an esprit de corps. They understand that we are their enemy. We pay for every single bite of food they put in their mouth. We pay for all their mansions, all their yachts, all their limousines, but we are their enemy. It's time we returned the favor and understood that these people are our enemies. They are out to kill us and enslave us. We need to understand we should be out to kill and exterminate them so they can no longer wreak their evil on us and our families, okay? It would be nice. Now, if anybody has a better solution, I am happy to hear it. I want to know, how can we get these sociopaths to leave us alone unless we exterminate them? If you have a better idea, please tell me. I'm not a violent person. I'm not advocating violence. I am advocating self-defense. If there is a way to subdue these thieves and murderers and slavery people, if there's some peaceable way to do it, please, please, please enlighten me. I would much prefer that. But based on my study of history, I can truthfully say I have never read of an abusive government that has voluntarily agreed to hand back its power. Okay? And even if that could happen, how long would it last? How long do you think Chuck Schumer would be content to be retired on his palatial estate and not have the media thrusting cameras in front of his face every 10 seconds? How long do you think Fauci would be content to go back to the obscurity in which he was ordering the entire medical profession around and making oodles off it? By the way, he's the highest paid federal official, so chew on that for a while. And when he retires, he will be paid the highest pension of the federal government. Remember that money? Every single penny comes from you and me. Okay? Your children are doing without things they need. You are scrimping and saving so that a murderer and a thug like Fauci can enjoy a luxurious retirement. Okay? So if anybody has a way that will work to get these thugs and lunatics and sociopaths off our back, I am happy to hear it. But based on history, I don't know of anything else.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. This is serious. Let me give you this reality check as well to make the point. I don't know if you remember, our listeners, we've reported on this, but do you remember David Daladin? He's the undercover journalist who spent 30 months investigating and capturing video evidence of Planned Parenthood's top leadership. Medical directors, national program directors, even its senior director of medical services, not callously negotiating the harvesting and sale of aborted baby body parts. And now David has been charged with 9 bogus felonies. Okay? Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. And say, so let me get this straight. You find out that Planned Parenthood, with our tax dollars, is evilly, literally harvesting and selling and using baby body parts from murdered children. The most innocent among us murdered, right? You see, after David released the shocking videos of the illegal and disgusting actions of the abortion executives, check this out, Kamala Harris, then California's attorney general, colluded with Planned Parenthood to file felony charges against David. Kamala Harris literally even ordered the California Department of Justice to raid his home and confiscate his unpublished videos. Have they declared war on us, ladies and gentlemen?
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, hell, heaven help us. I'll tell you that right now. Can the power of love save us? I think the answer is yes if we turn to God Almighty. If not, we're in serious, serious trouble. The government of the United States has literally declared war on the American people, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you agree with Becky Akers saying we better pick up our arms and fight back, or whether you think like me and believe there's still peaceful remedies left that we must work on, the debate is a fair, open discussion one. And we don't need to attack one another. We just need to simply entertain the thoughts and say, hey, Becky's got valid points indeed. The FBI has a secret weapon in the Capitol Hill attack manhunt, they call it. A band of online, they call them sleuths, but they're really called sedition hunters, ladies and gentlemen. They're a global community of open source people to spy on you, teaming up with your government. You want to learn more about them? Seditionhunters.org. But now the U.S. government and the military are declaring war on the American people. Biden declares war on America. Literally, says the Washington Times, but they said that back in 2001, ladies and gentlemen. The Federal Reserve System of dishonest money has been at the helm at the gates for over 100 years. So now we're talking about the military. We're talking about vaccines, force. We're talking about murdering little babies and harvesting body parts. And then the guy, David Daladin, who literally tried to stop the harvesting of body parts by Planned Parenthood, he's now facing 9 felonies. Kamala Harris literally raided his home when she was the leader in California, if you will. This is serious indictments, but this is serious reality. I'm not making any of this up. Every bit of this is documented. And you look at it and you say, you can't come to any other conclusion, but the government, literally rogue agents in government, have declared war on we the people. You literally try to stop the peddling of body parts, and they literally put 9 felony counts against you and raid your home. When it's out of control, ladies and gentlemen. And if they could do that to Biden, if they could do that to Donald Trump, if they could do that to, wait a minute, they didn't do it to Biden, did they? No. In fact, he was guilty of all kinds of Chinese crimes with his son, and it got buried by the media. He got dishonestly, criminally elected. And now, of course, that's all washed away. Same with Hillary and Bill. Same with Jeff Epstein and all these other people, right? Or Epstein. And okay, this criminal element has flat out gone out of control. And the sad part is they've been doing it for a long time. But now, Becky, I submit to you, they're in an unprecedented, since COVID kicked off, in an unprecedented take off the gloves now, aren't they?
Oh, yes, absolutely. They have ratcheted it up with COVID-con. They are looking to have total control over every aspect of our life, which they always were looking. That's the nature of government. It wants to control. Remember what government is. It's just a collection of sinful sociopaths who declare that they have power over the rest of us, and they use force to achieve that power. They then pass laws making them legitimate, making their force legitimate, outlawing violence to anybody else, but saying that their violence is perfectly all right. Okay, so that's what government is. And they have longed for total, complete control over all of us. Goodness, since after Noah's flood, that is exactly what COVID-con is to achieve, to complete the subjugation of the American people that has been going on since the 19th century, okay? This is their final step. If we do not forcibly expel them if they, in fact, win this round. I don't think they will. I actually am very optimistic, and I think they are about to fall flat. But if we allow them to win this round, there will be no freedom of any kind left anywhere on planet Earth. So the stakes could not be higher. The World War II generation fought with the idea that, you know, the entire fate of the world was at risk. I'm telling you now, what we are facing is far more threatening than Hitler. Far more.
Ladies and gentlemen, government is ratcheting up using COVID-Con as their pretext. Okay? That's what's really going on as their pretext. They're also going to use climate change, which we haven't even got to yet, but they're going to use that to literally take away your ability to eat, you know, food. They're going to control that. Right now, they've ratcheted car cost. The average used car costs $29,000 now, 46% up from what it cost to buy an average used car before COVID. They're literally going to force you out of being able to even own a car. And that's where this is starting. And they're just getting started, Becky.
Yes. Yes. As I mentioned, their plan is total enslavement of every human being. I've seen an awful lot of evidence, Sam, documentary evidence pointing to the fact that the sociopaths behind COVID-Con, people like Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, Jeff Bezos of Amazon and whatever else he owns, various billionaires, various CEOs of international corporations, and of course all the governments of the world with a couple of exceptions. But these sociopaths have a grand plan with COVID-Con. Their first plan is to cull the population, get rid of what Hitler termed useless eaters, okay? So that's why you've seen these attacks on the elderly and why there has been a sustained and prolonged attack on procreation, on the fervor for abortion, the fervor for contraception, okay? That's all part of the plan. Cull the population, reduce it so that the elite have a far less populated world. Then what they plan to do with the 500 million or so of us that they will graciously allow to keep living, they plan to enslave us. We will be totally under their thumbs from surveillance. They will know absolutely every act you make, every thought you think, every word you utter. You will be punished, and this can all be done with existing technology. That's what's really scary about it. You will be punished. You will be denied food. You'll be denied your wages if you don't toe the line. Okay, so this is their grand scheme. If you don't believe me, you just go online and look up the Great Reset. You can go to the actual website that publicizes the Great Reset. They've been very above board as far as putting it online, but there's an awful lot of jargon and pie-in-the-sky language. So if you want to read informed opinion of what this PR euphemisms are actually saying, I would suggest you get any of the multiple commentaries that have been written on it. You will be scared to death, and it will increase your determination to fight these sociopaths and refuse to let them take an inch. One of the practical things you can do right now, Sam, to fight that without doing any of this research is simply refuse the jab, talk to the people around you, tell them what's at stake, tell them to refuse this, refuse to wear a mask. One of the reasons they're pushing masks so heavily, despite all the evidence against their doing anything to stop COVID or any other germ, they can't. A virus is so small it passes right through the mesh. This is an elementary fact. And that they deny that and keep pushing masks. Why? Because it's a visible, a very visible symbol of submission. That's why masks have been so important since all this began and why they have pushed them relentlessly. Interesting fact, Sam. There wasn't a single study prior to 2020 that supported the use of masks. They were universally derided and universally recognized to do nothing to stop the transmission of disease. Surgeons wore them in surgery to keep any of their saliva from dripping down into the open wound, and also to prevent blood from spurting up and hitting them in the nose or mouth from the patient. That was the reason they wore them, not because they thought it stopped disease. But there was not a single study supporting the use of masks to stop disease. In fact, a great many saying they were useless and even harmful. Okay, all of a sudden in 2020, we get five or six supporting their use. Now, is this not more deception? Why? Because masks are very essential. They alert everyone you meet that you are on board with COVID-Con. And because people are creatures who appreciate social approval, it's a very effective way to convince the weaker-minded that they, too, should be on board. So,
ladies and gentlemen, the Great Reset continues unabated. Government ratchets up using COVID-Con as a pretext to peddle fear. Literally, they've declared war on we the people. Now, what do we do about it? Becky thinks we have no choice but take up arms. She doesn't say that lightly. She doesn't advocate for that. What she's saying is we may not have any other choice. And she says, if there is a better choice, please bring it to my attention. So I'm willing to receive emails at libertyroundtable@gmail.com. libertyroundtable@gmail.com. You know what? I want to hear, do you have a better idea? It's a fair open question, isn't it? And I would simply say that I think there are some things that we can try. But even when you have a congressman like Rand Paul, who literally proves in Congress, in testimony, that Fauci lied. And now Rand Paul can't get Fauci even fired, much less arrested, much less tried for treason, tried for criminal behavior. You could say our efforts to peacefully resist or to do something might have legs or wings or an effort, but it's hard to make that point, right? I, like Becky, have a hard time making that point, ladies and gentlemen. I have a hard time really articulating that she's wrong on this, because we are at a critical level. Becky, what do you say?
I don't see any other way out of it, Sam, but a shooting war. Let me put it like this. If they do not leave us alone, if men show up here and try to wrestle my husband and I onto the ground and shoot us full of their poison, I will kill them. That's just a fair warning. If they try to stop our food supply and my husband is hungry, we don't have children. He is my little boy. I love him so fiercely. I will do anything to protect him. So if they cut off our food, I will kill them. I will not allow them to hurt him or my father. So there are millions and millions of people out there just like me, except worse. They have children, and they will go to any length whatsoever to protect those kids from these criminals. So if they want to bring it on, go right ahead. But they are going to encounter hundreds of millions of Americans who are wising up, who are practicing their rifles, who understand what's at stake, and who will die before they will allow their kids to be harmed.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious discussions. I know we're discussing weighty matters. I get it. And I know that most people wouldn't even let Becky say what she said on the radio. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm convinced the First Amendment's real and that it matters. And until we have these discussions, we will never be able to put together a way to peacefully and or by defense, as hardcore as that self-defense may end up being, we'll never restore the Republic if we can't even talk about it. So to those of you who want war, shame on you. To those of you who advocate for peace, bless you. To those of us who are real in the middle saying we want peace, but they may force war on us, that's the First Amendment, baby. God save the Republic of the United States of America.